Blackstone Audio presents Abiding Darkness by John Aubrey Anderson. For Nan. Chapter 1. Summers were mostly reliable. They always followed spring, they always got hot, and they always promised 12 weeks of pleasure to the three children at Cat Lake. The summer of 45 lied. The whole thing started right there by the Cat Lake Bridge. They were playing their own version of three-man baseball when Bobby knocked the ball onto the road near the end of the bridge. Junior was taller and faster, but Missy was ahead in the race to get it. Bobby and Junior were older, but Missy was tough enough to almost keep up, and the boys usually held back some so they didn't outdo her too much. Missy was still a few yards from the ball when it rolled to a stop near the only car in sight. A boy taller than Junior stepped from behind the far end of the car and picked up the ball. He was followed by two more boys, one younger than Missy and another almost as tall as a man. Missy slid to a stop in the gravel and yelled, "Hurry! Throw it!" Junior jogged up behind the girl and waited. A heavy-set man in a rumpled suit was standing in the road by the driver's door. He allowed himself a long look at the girl and whispered something to the boy with the ball. The boy nodded at what the man...